Nikki Wicks. Happy New Year.
Oh, happy 2018, Jack.
Have you had a good little break?
Yeah, it's been fantastic. I mean, none of us could complain about the summer, could we? The odd storm thrown in. But
no. I mean, there was that giant storm that like, ripped up half the country. But I mean, look, apart from that, it's been great. No. It has been a wonderful summer thus far. And you had plenty of time at the beach, did you?
Yeah, plenty of time at the beach. And I think there's plenty more to be had, is what I'd say. Even though we all get back to work, I think we shouldn't let our spirits get too low about that, because there's weekends and there's long weekends and there's all
this
of that
yeah.
to look forward to. So, you know, I'm still in holiday mode.
Good.
If not on holiday.
Good. Well, you have a sensational recipe for us this morning.
I do.
A plum and coconut vanilla cake.
Well, if you look around your neighbourhood, I've got to tell you, there are trees just, you know, blushing with plums.
Yeah.
And, you know, a lot of people let them just rot on the ground, because I think plums have been traditionally quite an ordinary fruit, maybe because we all did have one in our backyards or something like that. Mm. So they're not quite as exotic as the nectarine or the peach or whatever. But I love plums. They really sort of, they cross over savoury and sweet really well. They go well with pork.
Yeah.
Beautiful roasted up with pork. But today I've combined them in a lovely plum and coconut cake, which is super simple. I love a simple cake. All you need to do is put your oven on for a start, which is hard on a hot, muggy day, but think about the cake at the end of it.
Yeah.
180 degrees Celsius. I make this one for some reason in a square tin. I always have, but you can change that up. I line that with some baking paper. It's about 24 centimetre square tin this makes. 140 grams of butter, nice and soft, which is not hard in this weather. And cream that together with one and a quarter cups of caster sugar, Jack. And wait till it gets really nice and light, pale and fluffy. And then add in your eggs one at a time. We're using 3 eggs for this. And so add those in, beating between each one. It'll probably curdle, but don't worry. That really doesn't matter for the final result.
Oh, you know,
I think people often get a bit freaked out, but don't worry about that. And then stir in some dry ingredients. And we've got a cup of almonds ground. And that means that, I should say a cup of ground almonds. And that gives the cake a beautiful moistness. It's wonderful. 2 heaped tablespoons of regular flour. If you're gluten-free, this is a great cake to make because, you know, there's not a lot of regular flour in it, so you could substitute it really easily for gluten-free.
Okay.
1 nice teaspoon of baking powder. Throw in 3 teaspoons of vanilla extract. And now that's a lot, and I can hear listeners going, what? Does she mean 3 drops? No, I mean 3 teaspoons.
No, I reckon vanilla essence, you always need more than the recipe says.
Yeah, we used to do little drops, and really it's nothing.
So
put a good whack of it in, because vanilla and plums, they just love each other.
Yeah.
So stir all of that into your lovely creamed butter, egg, and sugar mix, and then pour that into your tin, and then put on top, I used about 10 or 12 small plums. You can just chop them up if you like, or you can halve and destone them, and just put them on the top. They will end up sinking into the cake, so don't worry about that too much. And then just before it goes into the oven, sprinkle 2 teaspoons of lemon juice across the top, and then a teaspoon of cinnamon, just dust that over, and then a big tablespoon of caster sugar.
Okay.
And that gives it a really nice little crunch. It's beautiful.
Oh.
Chuck it in the oven, and then after about 15 minutes, just have a wee look at it, and then throw on 1/2 cup of coconut flakes.
Okay.
And what that does is it just means they toast rather than burn. If you put them in at the beginning, they tend to burn too much. 45 minutes in total cooking time.
Yeah.
And it is a cake of, it's just heavenly. It really is.
Is it quite light?
It's light. It's not a huge, big, high cake. It's flat-ish, but only because I like to make a big one. But it's light and moist, and, you know, you get that crunch of that coconut and the tartness of the plums. It's a joy. It really is.
Beautiful. Yeah, beautiful summer cake.
Yeah.
Okay. Hey, thank you. That sounds wonderful.
Oh, my pleasure.
We will put that up at newstalkzb.co.nz and let you get back to enjoying your holiday.
Fantastic. You too.
Good on you, Nikki. See you next week.
Back.